Let's switch over to Damascus, joined by journalist and political commentator Ala Ibrahim. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Ibrahim. Tell us your overall take on this cabinet reshuffle. Do you think that it could bring about some positive reactions and just in general be positive?
Well, I don't think it will bring about any reactions in general from the opposition. If you're referring to the opposition, we have moved beyond that. The current shuffle in ministers that we've seen today does not indicate any change in the government policies in dealing with the crisis in any way. The new ministers, all of the newly appointed ministers, are known to have worked within the body of the Syrian government or in related organizations such as Damascus University or the municipalities or popular organizations. So they're not new to the government work or to working within the Syrian government. I think the only important thing is what you mentioned in your lead about the newly founded social affairs ministry that will deal with the growing social repercussions of the current events in Syria, mainly the refugees and the displaced. But going back to your question, I don't think that we will see any reactions toward this new ministerial reshuffle.
Why do you think the president has reshuffled the cabinet at this time?
Well, the country is in a state of war, and the president has said that during his guideline speech that he addressed the government, this new government was appointed. And he said it very clearly, we are now in a state of war, and all efforts must go into us winning this war. Obviously, the president is trying to enforce his ministerial team. He's trying to put people that he trusts in certain positions. Maybe he has observed the performance of some of the ministers in the past few days, and he has seen that they are not up to the task, or things along these lines.
Okay, and are you optimistic about this new cabinet? Do you think that they have what it takes, especially, as you say, in the situation of war?
Well, let me tell you something. Again, as you mentioned in your lead, the forefront or the front line of the war in Syria is led by the two ministries, mainly the defense and minorly the Ministry of Interior. And those two ministries are working, and they have very well-established people on head of both ministries. I think one of the aspects that the new ministerial team should work on is trying to ease up the life of Syrian citizens. Recently in Syria, we've seen a growing problem of having difficulties delivering fuel supplies to the capital, Damascus. We've seen shortage in gas for cars. We've seen shortage in bread in some government rates in some cases. I think the president is trying to send a message that he is those who cannot comply with the needs of the citizens will be changed, and new people will be brought who will be hopefully better and more capable of providing the basic needs of citizens in these difficult times of war.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of Damascus, journalist and political commentator Ala Ibrahim.